World leaders, including Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, have expressed their condolences on the Uzbek president's death. Islam Karimov died after he had a stroke at the age of 78 on Friday. The Uzbek government says Karimov will be buried in the city of Samarkand on Saturday. France's interior minister has pledged to shut down a notorious refugee camp in the northern town of Calais. The camp, known as the Jungle, accommodates thousands of asylum seekers. Bernard Cazeneuve made the promise while visiting the encampment in the port city. Gabonese opposition candidate Jean Ping has called himself the rightful winner of the presidential election, accusing incumbent leader of vote rigging. He says there have been irregularities in the polling stations, demanding statewide recount of votes. Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has failed to win the confidence vote of Spain's parliament for the second time. 180 lawmakers voted against Rajoy, while 170 others voted in favor of him. The vote has started the countdown to a possible third election if a deal can't be brokered in the next 2 months. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has released documents from its year-long investigation into Hillary Clinton's email report. The 58-page notes include 14 pages which have been entirely blacked out. According to the document, the FBI found no evidence that Clinton's email server has been compromised. Thousands of Argentinians poured into the streets of the capital Buenos Aires to protest President Mauricio Macri's economic reforms and state job cuts. The demonstrators were calling for an end to austerity and strong support for workers. They also blocked bridges and brought traffic to a standstill in the capital. Yemeni forces have launched a retaliatory rocket attack on Saudi Arabia with the domestically built ballistic missile. The missile targeted a military position in Ta'if in the western province of Mecca. Yemeni troops say the attacks are in retaliation for the ongoing Saudi airstrikes. 12 people have been killed and at least 60 others wounded in an explosion at a packed night market in the city of Davao in the Philippines. The blast took place in the hometown of President Rodrigo Duterte, who was in the city at the time of the blast.